أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to a request made by the chief of Makkah al-Mukarramah when he visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remove the poor and weak sahaba from his gatherings, and that they were not happy to associate with such people within the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to keep the company of those poor ones and the weak ones within the community, because they remain engaged in the remembrance and the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of the ikhlas and the sincerity, that they do so seeking the pleasure and the happiness of Allah. In the next ayah, which is ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ and say, O Muhammad, الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, the truth comes from your Rabb, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ, whosoever wishes, he may believe, وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, and whosoever wishes, so let him deny and he may disbelieve. This is the truth from Allah. The truth is not subservient to your desires and to your demands. You can't demand what of the truth you want and when you want the truth and how much of the truth you want to receive. You cannot place conditions that I will accept the truth on this condition and I will accept the truth if these demands of mine are met. Al-haq min rabbikum. The truth comes from Allah. The truth is not dependent upon your submission and upon your willingness to accept the truth. The truth will prevail and the truth will remain. And the truth is something that comes directly from your Rabb. So Allah says, so man sha'a falyu'min. So whosoever so wishes, let him believe, he may believe. You are the one who will benefit from the truth. So you believe and accept the truth if you so want to do. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ, and whosoever wishes, then let him disbelieve. And let him deny the truth. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا, Allah warns the wrongdoers and those who are guilty of injustice. Allah says, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ, certainly we have prepared for our ظَالِمِينَ, the wrongdoers, the unjust ones. What have we prepared for them? Allah says, نَارًا, a fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe certain punishments that will be meted out to the people of Jahannam. Allah says, number one, firstly, this fire, أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا, its tent, the tent of the fire will engulf them and envelope them from every angle. At no point in Jahannam will they be given respite and will they be given a time off, a break off from the fire. Continuously, the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will affect them and will burn them. From all different angles it will surround them. وَيَسْتَغِيثُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these people, the inmates of Jahannam, when they shout out for help, when they cry out for help, يُغَافُ, they will be helped. They will be helped. But they will be helped with what? Allah says, بِمَاءٍ. Can you imagine the extent of their thirst? Today we experience some heat during the course of the day and immediately we feel thirsty and we must have something to drink. Here, perpetually, continuously, fire and heat like never before will be burning them all the time. Can you imagine the extent and the level of thirst that the people of Jahannam will experience? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so because they will be suffering this from this thirst, they'll shout out for a drink and they'll cry out for help. Allah says, يُغَافُ, they will be helped, بِمَاءٍ, with such a drink, with such water, كَالْمُهْلِ, like muhl. Muhl is oily dregs. Dregs is the most undesired remnants of a drink. You know, the drink and the remnants that remain after you have had the drink, that's the most undesired part of the drink. No one wants to drink that part of the drink. That is always left at the bottom and at the end of the utensil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oily dregs will be given to them. That, listen here, drink. And this drink will be so hot. It will be so hot. Allah says, yashwil wujuh. As they drink it, it will burn away the flesh from their bones. Yashwi, shawa. Yashwi means to burn with the fire. Today we have a brine. That is called shawa, yashwi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so even when they get the drink, eventually when they get the drink, this drink will be such that as they drink it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they'll melt away the flesh and the skin from their bodies. Bi'sa sharab. Allah says, the worst of drinks. You don't get a drink that's worse than this drink. Allah says, it is the worst of drinks. Wasa'at murtafaqa. And Allah says about Jahannam, and the fire of Jahannam, Allah says, it is the most evil resting place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Jannah and paradise and some of the comforts that the people of Jannah will experience over there. Inna alladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who have brought iman, wa amilu salihat, and iman is not sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amilu salihat, and they have practiced acts of righteousness and piety. Inna la nudi'u ajra man ahsana amala. Allah says, we will never allow the reward of those who are most excellent in the a'mal. We will never allow the reward of such persons to go to waste. Now, note here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the quality of the deed, not the quantity of the deed. And that's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will never allow the reward of those who are most excellent in the a'mal. Sometimes a person presents many, many, many deeds, but it lacks the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires within the deed. It lacks the ikhlas, it lacks the sincerity, it lacks the devotion, it lacks the concentration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to attain ihsan in our acts of worship and piety. And that's why time and again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of ihsan. And he referred to it as ihsan. Ihsan is excellence. Excellence in whatever you do. Ihsan as the highest level a person can attain and achieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who have performed their deeds in the most excellent and perfect way will not have the rewards wasted. Ulaik. Allah speaks of the rewards that they will get in paradise. Ulaika lahum jannatu adn. Allah says for them shall be gardens of eternal bliss. Gardens of eternal bliss. Tajri min tahtihimul anhar. The happiness, just as in Jahannam, the torment and the pain and the suffering will be perpetual and continuous and will never end over here. The joy and the happiness and the excitement will never cease to exist. It will be there all the time. A feeling of joy and happiness and excitement will remain with the people of Jannah all the time. They will not only be excited or enjoy happiness when they experience a certain new bounty or luxury in Jannah, but that feeling of joy and happiness will remain with them throughout their stay in paradise. Allah says, for them are gardens of eternal bliss. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Rivers shall be flowing beneath them. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the dressing and the adornment of the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be adorned therein. مِنْ أَسَاوِرِ. With bracelets. The people of Jannah will be made to wear bracelets min dhahab, of gold. Now remember, gold is haram for the men in this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared it as haram. A man is not allowed to wear any item of jewelry that is made of gold. As far as silver is concerned, the same ruling applies apart from the ring. He is allowed, it is permissible for him to wear a ring of silver, only the ring. But every other item of jewelry, whether it is gold, whether it is silver, whether it is imitation, whether it is made of any other metal is completely haram, totally forbidden. Once a person came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had with him a ring made of metal, an artificial substance. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to remove it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that will be the jewelry of the people of Jahannam. Don't put on these type of artificial pieces of jewelry or adornment. But in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرِ. They will be adorned in paradise with bracelets made of gold. And as far as the clothing is concerned, Allah says, وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا. They will wear such garments, خُضْرًا, that will be green in color. Green colored garments, مِنْ سُنْدُسْ, of fine silk, وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ, and thick silk. And silk also, Rasulullah ﷺ declared it as haram for the men. Men are not allowed to wear silk in this dunya, in this world. Rasulullah ﷺ has declared them all as haram for the men. Women, of course, are allowed to use gold. They are allowed to use silver. And they are allowed to wear silk in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the garments shall be green in color, made of fine silk and made of istabraq, made of thick silk, muttaki'ina fiha ala al-ara'i, they will be reclining therein. In paradise, they will be reclining on couches. Ni'mat tawab, the best of rewards. Over there, Allah says, bi'sa sharab, the drink that the people of Jahannam will have will be the worst type of drink. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people of Jannah, ni'mat tawab, this will be the best reward that they will ever receive. No reward will be comparable to the reward that they receive in paradise. Ni'mat tawab wa hasunat murtafaqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Jannah will be the best of resting places. May Allah grant us the understanding.